This is the Business Guru coming to you live from Seattle, Washington, and I'm your solution to your financial headache. I want to start out by plugging some of my favorite blog sites and business educational sites. First, I'll start with my favorite blog site ran by my best friend. The site is called The Movie Encyclopedia, and the address is themovieencyclopedia.blogspot.com. The site is a film review site, and also has Survivor cast-off interviews, and it has a podcast called The Demented Encyclopedia, which can be found on iTunes. This is a great website to get information on movies from the past, indie films, as well as those things that seen at the box office. And my friend's slogan is, if no one else will see it, then I will. And that he really lives up to that slogan. It's a great site, it's definitely worth a visit, and it's definitely worth a read. Second site I want to tell you about is GrantCardone.com. Grant is actually a world-renowned sales and motivational speaker. He provides an array of information on sales, real estate, budgeting, and a whole lot more. It's definitely worth your time, worth a visit, and I think you'll be very pleased with what he has to offer. Another segment I'm doing right now is questions and answers to use during the sale. And some questions or answers you want to use are always open-ended questions. Open-ended questions. Because you don't want yes or no answers in sales. Because yes or no answers are not going to help you out. I mean, yes or no answers are not going to get you to the root of the problem or not going to tell you what the client's looking for. I mean, you can use a yes or no question once, but you want to stick to the open-ended questions. And the questions you want to use are like what, where, when, why, and how. So what, where, when, why, how. So this, those five questions, those five things that, questions that have those in there, like what brought you into our establishment, where did you hear about us, what did I do to earn your business, how long have you been interested in the product, just kind of stuff like that. And once you ask them those kind of questions, it opens the doors to them telling you what they're looking for, what they're interested in, and in the end it's going to give you a whole bunch of information on what to sell that client on. And it's really easy, it's not that hard, you don't have to go to school to learn how to do it. It's real simple, it's just those five things: what, where, when, why, and how. Real simple. Another, not necessarily a question, but something to use when you got a client that's hesitant about buying a product or service, is feel, felt, found. Feel, felt, found is this real easy, and I'll give you a quick little scenario on how to use it. Jim, I feel that the TV I'm showing you, I feel that you're kind of thinking it's out of your price range, that it's more than you want to spend. It is, a lot of money, I understand that. But let me tell you, Jim, I felt the same way because I had to go buy a TV just last week, and, the TV I was looking at was a little too much for me, too. So I know what you're feeling, I know what you're going through. But, Jim, I found that it's not good to second-guess yourself on this kind of decision. I found that it's not great to be analytical about a purchase like this. It's just, make the purchase. It's something you're going to use. It's something you're going to enjoy with your family. You're going to be able to, watch family movies here on Saturday nights, or, watch Wheel of Fortune, watch Jeopardy, feel, felt, found. It's easy, it's simple, it's non-confrontational, and it's a great way to kind of just help lead into a sale, lead into the close, and it's really easy to use. Another question you want to ask is, what if? If you got a client that's looking at your business, is looking at your product or service, and you can tell he's just not ready, there's just something that's keeping him from, buying the product, using the service, he can be like, Jim, what if? What if I could get you a discount on this product, on this service? Would you be interested in it? What if? What if this? What if that? What if whatever? Just what if? It's real easy, real simple, and it's just a you know, easy thing to say. You know, it kind of sounds cool. It's like, what if? I think there's actually a song about it right now called What If. But, you know, it's just kind of like, what if this? What if that? And, you know, it will open the doors to a sale. Something not necessarily, again, a question or answer, but something you want to keep in mind in sales is that you never want to confuse an objection with a complaint, or vice versa. You never want to confuse a complaint with an objection, because they're just two completely different things. An objection is, you know, is either happening because of too much money, you know, they're just not interested in it, they don't like you. Those are when the objections come. You know, they're always, objection is basically the same, they want more information. A complaint is something completely different. A complaint is, you know, for example, let's say, you know, I'm looking at a suit and I'd be like, man, this Armani suit, why, I love this suit, but why is it so expensive? I mean, that's not an objection. I'm not going to buy the suit. I'm going to buy the suit. I just want some information. I just want to know why it's so much money. So that's in the complaint. So a complaint doesn't mean you're not going to sell somebody something or someone's not going to buy. It just means they want to know. So if I say, you know, why is this Armani suit, you know, so much money? And let's say the salesperson says, well, you know, it's made in Italy, it's handcrafted, it's this, it's that, it's not this special fabric that's, you know, you won't sweat in it, or it's lightweight, or, you know, whatever the guy says, you know. I'm just looking for information, I'm looking for knowledge on the salesperson's part. And that's not an objection, that's just a complaint. I'm still going to buy it, you know, after he says that, I'd be like, okay. So that's, you know, that's me wanting to know the value. You know, again, a complaint could be just from someone, you know, wanting to know the value of the product. You know, if I say, hey, you know, why is this Armani suit so much? It means, or it implies, that the salesperson hasn't built up the value of the product. This price is not going to sell products, it's value. You know, you never want to sell your products or your service on a price. You know, a price is just a number until there's value to it. Once you add value to a price just becomes, you know, insignificant. You know, once you build value in your product and your service, the price is not going to matter that much. You know, if you got a product that's going to cure cancer, but it costs $10,000, people aren't going to pay the $10,000 because it's going to cure cancer. You know what I mean? You know, because the value is outweighs the price. That's why when you sell, you always want to sell on value. Kind of getting off on a tangent there, but okay. So, you know, the bottom line, just don't, you know, mix up an objection and a complaint, because they are two different things. You know, complaint just means I need some more information, or, you know, I want to know the value. I want to know why this is this much. And an objection is objecting to you, you know, objecting because you're not doing the presentation right, you're lacking something in your sale. You know, that's what the objection is. So never confuse those two things. I want to segue into my actually last segment for today, and that's going to be the most overlooked mistakes made by salespeople. And the number one overlooked mistake that salespeople make is having a bad attitude. Now let me tell you, attitude is everything in this business. Well, attitude is everything in every business, any business. If you have a bad attitude, you're not going to have a good time in business. You're going to be unsuccessful, you're going to be unproductive if you have a bad attitude. For example, let's just say that I'm going into Hugo Boss to buy, let's say I want to buy a leather jacket, let's say I want to buy a tie, a dress shirt, you know, maybe some dress shoes, maybe some slacks. Let's say the salesperson there just has this terrible attitude, just this bad attitude. You know, he's kind of condescending toward me, he's kind of treating me like, you know, I'm a bum, like I don't have the money to be in Hugo Boss. You know, he's really, you know, quite frankly, being pretty rude to me. And of course, he's a salesperson. He's going to attempt to sell me. He's going to, you know, do what he's trained to do, but he's going to do it with a bad attitude. You know, let's say he's got a bad attitude for whatever reason. So, you know, he might meet and greet me, but I can tell that this guy has a bad attitude. And what's going to happen is he's going to turn me off. He's going to act like, okay, this guy cannot afford to buy a pair of socks, let alone buy this leather jacket. What is he doing here? And so I'm going to read that body language from him. He may not be saying that, but I'm going to read that attitude. I'm going to read the body language. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to walk out of that store. And that salesperson just did himself a huge injustice. Because he just lost himself a sale, a commission. He just did his store an injustice because he lost his store a repeat client, some repeat business. But that's his loss, not mine. So what's going to happen is I'm going to go, you know, to Nordstrom, or I'm going to go to Men's Warehouse, where I'm going to get my needs met, where the salesperson is going to give me good service, is going to treat me like a buyer, like a customer. And that's what's going to happen. That's why you've got to always remember, I don't care what's going on in your life, you cannot let your personal life implicate your business. You can't let it implicate your career. Because attitude is everything. If you've got a bad attitude, let me tell you, I just hate dealing with people and bad attitudes. I won't do it. If I go into an establishment and the guy has a bad attitude, you know what? I'm out of that establishment. I'm leaving before the guy's even got a chance to give me eye contact. I hate people with bad attitudes. I hate having a bad attitude. It's just miserable trying to deal with someone, trying to do business with someone who's in a bad attitude. So attitude is key. Attitude is everything. Okay? And business and sales attitude is everything. Alright, so I want to get into another most overlooked mistake made by salespeople, and that's the lack thereof making a relationship with the customer. You know, building relationship. Let me tell you, building relationship is key when it comes to sales, business. If you can't build a relationship, you know, you're going to have a hard problem in this business. You know, it's going to be tough. Because a salesperson has to be able to build relationships on a daily basis. That's where you're going to make your money. That's where your commissions are going to come from. That's where the bonuses come from. It's from building relationship. You know, people don't buy products from companies. They buy products from you. They probably buy products from people they know, they trust, that they have a relationship with. You know, it's very important to build a relationship. It's just like, for example, your best friend. Your bestest friend. You know, try and remember, resurrect that memory of when you guys first met, you know. Maybe it's at a school, maybe it's at a playground, maybe it's at the mall, at Starbucks, you know. Maybe it's at the gas station, the grocery store, you know. Maybe it's at a restaurant, maybe it's at a Chinese restaurant. Maybe it's at a fast food restaurant, maybe it's at Taco Bell, you know, whatever. But when you first met that person, what do? You know, you saw them, you could tell the person's kind of approachable, they look friendly, they look nice. You know, you don't introduce yourself, you know, you do the whole meet and greet, you get to know them, you start building a relationship, and then after, you know, a year or two, and then once you build a relationship with that person, you know, they go from just being, you know, first it will go from being an acquaintance, then we'll be a friend, you know. You know, it'll go from being a friend to being, you know, a pretty good friend, and a pretty good friend to a good friend, a good friend to great friend to best friend, you know. But anyway, through those years, what you're doing is you're building a relationship with that person. And once you guys are best friends, you know, like bestest friends, you're going to, you know, share the activities of your day with that person. You're going to, you know, tell them your deepest, darkest secret. You're going to, you know, tell them who you like, what you like. You know, they're going to know everything and everything there is to know about you. Your guy's going to be, like, you know, attached at the hip. And that all happened because you built a relationship with that best friend, with that bestest friend. You built a relationship with them. It's the same thing in business and sales. If you can build a relationship with clients and businesses you want to be partnered with on a daily basis, let me tell you, there will be no glass ceiling to the amount of money you will make in business. I'm serious. If you're good at making and building relationships and actually maintaining relationships, you're set for life. You know, there's no limit. If you can build a relationship, you will make money to infinity if you're good at making a friendship, a relationship. Because that's what people want. Once they have a relationship with you, once they know you, like you, trust you, even love you, then the price of that product's not going to matter. Then that $50,000, you know, SUV or $50,000 BMW, that's just going to be a price. Because them meeting you, having a relationship with you, and that, you know, half an hour or 2 hours of meeting the person, that means so much more than the $50,000 of the car. Because they know you, because they like you, because they trust you, because they, you know, they feel kind of attached to you, like they're kind of, you know, there's some gravitational pull you have towards this person. They're like, I really like this person. They're just so nice. They're treating me like, you know, we've been friends forever, you know? And I just, you know, I really like this person. I know, I feel like I got to know him. I trust them. I want to buy this car from them. I want to buy this service from them. I want to get married up in a business relationship. That's the key. That's what you want. That's why building relationship is so important. So the key here is to, and the most overlooked mistakes, first is having a bad attitude. Always check yourself. Check your attitude. You know, if you're, you know, just don't be in a bad attitude. Make it a habit of being in a good attitude. You know, and, you know, analyze when you're in a bad attitude. You know, analyze your mood. Analyze what's happening around you. Maybe you're in a bad attitude because there's people that you're hanging out with that, you know, upset you. Or maybe you're in a bad attitude because there's music you're listening to that upsets you, or movies, or, you know, whatever it is. Just analyze what mood you're in when you're in a bad attitude, and just cut off anything that's going to put you in that bad attitude, because you always want to be in a good attitude, in a great attitude in business. So attitude's everything. So never, ever be in a bad attitude. And then the second is to just, you know, build relationship. If you want to make money in this business, work on your relationship building skills, you know. So that's it for this week, folks. I hope you have a great week, a productive week. God bless you. We'll see you next week.